Welcome, Reading Finney's Wake Group. This is Bob and Ion continuing our exploration of Finney's Wake, and today this is our 22nd episode, and we're starting at the bottom of page 193. 36, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, about line 30. Maybe 29. He points the death bone, and the quicker still. Insomnia, somnia somnorum. Mom. Then Mercius, capital letters Mercius, of himself says, Domine Vopiscus. My fault, his fault, a kingship through a fault. Well, that sounds like Biden about Trump right away.
Very good. You're going to go before you get too far there. Now, he points the death bone, and the quick are still, and the quick are still. See, and why ain't nobody talking about the fires? You got the biggest fire that's ever been, ever. Nobody's even talking about it. And then the death bone is pointed. So, now, carry on to then the kingship. The pretend kingship.
Which fire is he talking about? California or?
California. It's bigger than California now.
Okay. My fault, his fault, a kingship through a fault. Pariah, cannibal Cain. I, who oathily forswore the womb that bore you and the paps I sometimes suck, you who ever since have been one black mass of jigs and jim-jams, haunted by a convulsionary sense of not having been, or being all that, I'll read that again, haunted by a convulsionary sense of not having been, or being all that, I might have been, no, I'm going to do it better, haunted by a convulsionary sense, no, try it again, haunted by a convulsionary sense of not having been, or being all that I might have been, or you meant to becoming, bewailing like a man that in it. Boy, it sure fits. Bewailing like a man that innocence which I could not defend like a woman. Lo, you there, Kathleen Carberry, and thank movies, capital M, and thank movies, I guess McCoon was right to talk about media as characters in Finnegan's Wake, and thank movies from the innermost depths of my still a trite heart, where in the days of your youth there ever mixed my mind, now ear before.
Wait. Now the innermost depth, that's movies from the internet. You got that, the innermost depth, the internet, from
YouTube.
The trite heart. That means you've watched everything on Netflix. Every single thing on Netflix. That's a lot of watching there.
During the lockdown.
Right. Well, they're doing it still. Ain't nobody working still, Bob. They're making more money sending you home. Why would you work? Oh, good.
Yep. Wherein the days of you youth are ever mixed my mind, now ere the compline hour, or now before the compline hour of being alone at hand itself, and a puff or so before we yield our spiritus to the wind. For, though that royal one has not yet drunk.
Go ahead, do that little part. No, stop. Just wait. Now look, we're setting stage here. This is that what we've been sort of bitching about, this hour of atonement that's at hand, that you got to get to it. And those winds are blowing, and the wake is calling it a puff or so. Before we yield our spiritus to the wind. So it's kind of like they're getting ready for the winds to blow. They can feel it, but they don't know which direction it's coming from. And then you got, now go ahead with your parenthetical section.
Yeah, for, which continues a little 8 lines down, for it is to you, but in between, for, in brackets, though that royal one has not yet drunk a goutelet from his consummation, and the flower pot on the pole, the spaniel pack and their quarry, retainers and the public house proprietor have not budged a millimeter, and all that has been done has yet to be done and done again, when day's woe, and lo, you're doomed, joy day dawns, and lie, you dominate. But it's another sentence.
I know, but that's exactly in the play of saying everything we've been saying is going to happen. Apparently hasn't happened, but it is happened, but it's not happened, but it's going to happen. Oh, yes, it did happen. Oh, no, it didn't. Oh, you're not in charge. Oh, no, we are in charge. Oh, yeah. That's the banter back and getting it from a public house proprietor. That's nasty. Nasty hasn't budged a millimeter. She's on it like she's got atonement.
Right, Nancy Pelosi. For it is to you, firstborn and first fruit of woe, to me, branded sheep, pick of the waste paper, Baskel, by the tremors of Thundery and Ulurin's Dogstar, you alone, wind-blasted tree of the knowledge of beautiful and evil, or knowledge of beautiful and devil. I, clothed upon with the meteor and shimmering like the horsens, Astroglotti Naminologos, the child of Nilfit's father, Beelzebub, to me unseen blusher in an obscene coal-hole, the cubilibum of your secret sigh, dweller in the down and outermost, where voice only of the dead may come. Oh, that's where Nan comes in. Because you
and
left for me.
The down and doubtermost, that's the hunker down position. The dwellers in the hunker down position. And now you'll soon only hear the dead speaking.
Because you left
because
for
you
me.
Left for me.
Who's saying that? Is that Trump or Biden? Who's saying
that? Just seeing about one sentence.
Because ye left for me, because ye laughed on me, because, oh, my lonely son, ye are forgetting me. Or Mel, that. Is that an exclamation mark? No, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Ye are forgetting me, exclamation point, comma.
That our turf-brown mummy is a-coming, Alpilla, Beltilla, Satilla, Deltilla, running with her tidings. All the news of the great big world. Sonny's had a scrap. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bab's baby walks at 7 months. Way, way, way. Bride leaves her raid at punches time. Stud stone before a race course full. Two bells.
Wait. See, it's setting up. They're gauging this non-war war for Apostan. Well, how do you call it? You said Apostan. How do you pronounce, Afghanistan, Bob?
Afghanistan.
No, you don't. You always say Afghan or something cute. It's a clever,
thing
you do as far as words.
Afghanistan?
Afghanistan or something funny.
Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Studstone before a race course full. Two bells that make the one appeal. Dry Yanks will visit old sod. Oh, look, the Yanks will have to go back to the old sod. Dry Yanks will visit old sod, and four-tiered skirts are up, Maydame, while Perimicony wears popular short legs, and 12 howls to mix a tipsy wig. Did you hear, Colt Cootie? Did you ever Philly Fortescue with a beck, with a spring, all her real ringlets shaking, rocks, drops in her touchy, tram tokens in her hair, all waved to a point and then all innuendation. Little old-fashioned mummy, little wonderful mummy, ducking under bridges, bell-hopping the weirs, dodging by a bit of fog, rapid shooting round the bends, by Talos Green Hills and the pools of the Fuca, and the place they call it Blessington, and slipping sly by Sally Noggin, as happy as the day is wet, babbling, bubbling, chattering to herself, deluthering the fields on their elbows, leaning with the slithering slide of her giddy-gaddy, granny-ma, gossipacious Anna Olivia. He lifts the life wand. Remember back at the beginning it said, he points the death bone and the quicker still. Here at the end, on page 195 at the top, he lifts the life wand and the dumb speak. Quack, 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 quack. Or quick,
no,
quick,
no,
quick,
no, no,
quick,
no, no. Q and non Q.
Aha! And then all that river talk goes into the next chapter, which is chapter 8 of book 1, where it begins.
Okay,
oh, tell me all about
that.
Anna. I know, but just to begin, how it slides into it. Oh, tell me all about Anna Olivia. I want to hear all about Anna Olivia, who's a river. Well, you know Anna Olivia. Yes, of course. We all know Anna Olivia. Tell me all. Tell me now. You'll die what you hear. Well, you know when the old chip went fut and did what you know. Yes, I know. Go on. Wash, quit, and don't be dabbling. And that's that. So, it's a short excerpt, but what is Mercius as opposed to the previous section, which I didn't read?
It's a page and a half. It's a page and a half. That's all she normally do.
Yeah, but the section before is Justius, J-U-S-T-I-U-S. This was Mercius in response, M-E-R-C-I-U-S.
Yeah, Justius gets the other side of the concave condition.
Well, what is Mercius?
Back when Trump was still running. The counterculture.
So Mercius is mainly
they're going to be
Biden.
Begging for mercy. No. Biden has nothing to do with this. He's dead, Bob. This is the Mercius side is that the people are finding themselves begging for mercy.
Because they're trapped. 15,000.
And that's why you look at pictures. Now when you start looking at pictures of the White House, if you notice, it's not white anymore. It's kind of orangey.
Mm.
Turning orange.
I noticed that.
Very interesting. Empty houses don't hold a spirit. So it's never good. So now we watch it get white again here pretty quick. It breathes.
Okay. So I'll mute so people can comment or make questions.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted.
Muting? There, finally it's unmuted. Yep. Okay, who would like to say something? Yeah, don't be quiet. We need input.
Okay, I'm with Finney. What's Finney Fortescue?
Did you hear that, Ian?
Where is what he is seeing it?
At 194.7 from the bottom. Philly Fortescue.
Yeah. Philly Fortescue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reference. You're talking about from the rocks dropping?
I don't see that word, rocks dropping.
Right after it. For her tacky. See, the Philly Fortescue is the fortunate position that they're now begging for.
Rocks drops in her tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The tram tokens in her hair. See, the Philly Fortescue is the answer, the solution. That's what you're talking. Some would say, what Lady Liberty represents. That's gone with a beck, with a spring. Because her real wrinklets are shaking. So that's that hope of Uncle Sam's whore.
Okay, and did anybody notice that Astro is there? Halfway down the page on the right hand side, Astro. Geronimo Lugus.
Horsine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
194.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see it. Dogstar.
Clothed upon us in the mentor of the shimmering.
Oh, Astro,
bloody
phenomenologist.
Astro, bloody phenomenologist.
So, Astro is the JW's dog, Iandom's dog that passed away a week ago. Transitioned. Astro, A-S-T-R-O was the dog's name. That's very appropriate. Very good. Roy, it was Roy who saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed was that 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we did the pages just before, like 191, 192.
Yeah.
So is this a sequence? Because normally we're jumping, like, considerably.
We're putting it in the correct order.
Yeah, these are the pages, as Ian would write,
It should have been written this way. We did present the book. He just messed it up. He kept moving around. He was going, and he fell, and the pile, 90,000 pages of it, went in the dumpster, and they dug it out and put it back together, and that was the fucked up thing that you came up with. They didn't. Pagination wasn't his strong suit, you see.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Come on, someone else.
Hiya. Yeah, hi, Alan. It's Phil.
Hi,
11th
Phil.
Hi. 11th line down, 194. When's day's woe and lo, you're doomed. Joy day dawns and la, you dominate. Is that in reference to this switching from the little man era into the god era after this
Well,
morning?
If they do, either of, that's the problem, that's the problem. They're offering it as a condition but not a response. So the obvious answer would be sure, but it's not assured. See?
Mm.
All that has so been done has yet to be done.
He's referring to those trying to ascend as opposed to those not.
Well, but we'll see. See, that's ascension is certainly provided but not guaranteed. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's pronouncing.
Right. It is to you, firstborn and first fruit of woe.
Little man condition.
Mm. And two-thirds of the way down, it looks as if he's cited the early abbreviations for the various viruses with Altilla,
yeah.
Beltilla, Siltilla, and Deltilla.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Back up there were firstborn and first fruit of woe to me, branded sheep, the sheeple,
mm-hmm.
the thick of the waste paper basket. Those are the ones who choose to be vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Chosen. The sheeple are the ones who get shot. They don't ask. So what's happening now is people are going to start getting stuck and they don't ask.
They're going to get stuck and ask, did you say?
No, they're going to be stuck and not be asked.
Not be asked to be
if
vaccinated.
If they
want to
be vaccinated, correct.
They're not going to be asked, they're just going to be shot.
Like sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's Nick. Hi, Bob. You know, all her rings.
Oh my God! You got power and internet. Look at you. You're shiny.
It's been a rocky road today, Ian. But my new internet arrives on Monday or Tuesday. So yeah.
Okay.
But it's holding. Thank you. Thank you.
Nick,
all her
from South Africa.
Yeah. All her ringlets shaking rocks drops in her tacky tram tokens in her hair. Is that the rocks will cry out?
Well, the reference. That's the reference.
Right.
The tram tokens have to come into play.
What are the tram tokens?
Well, how do you get on the tram without a token? Money.
Right, right. Right, right, monies. Right.
That's the passport.
Yeah.
The piece of paper that says you've been knocked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It carries on to say, little old-fashioned mummy, little wonderful mummy, ducking under bridges.
You see what this
weirs.
Is? Nick, this seems to be New York City. You've got
yeah.
the tram tokens
and
the subway.
In California, with their
yeah, but you
people
got
living under bridges and
flood. The flood of New York City, inundation. And then you got ducking under bridges. You got about five bridges in the New York Harbor.
Right.
Lots of bellhops in New York City.
Yeah.
No, they're not bellhops. This is bellhopping. People are going to be jumping around here and there, dodging this and dodging by a bit of bog, so they don't get dog bit.
Is that more in California with the fires? You'll be jumping around more?
Everywhere. And then ran in rapid shooting round the bend. People getting shot in the head.
Great. Where is Grand Rapids? Is that Michigan?
It is. That ain't the place you want to know. The place you want to know is where the fuck is Blessington. That's where you want to move.
Yeah.
But instead, you may be slipping slide by Savvy Noggin. That won't be so pretty.
Next person.
Ion. Yeah. Ion, the bottom 193 after, Fault! Exclamation point. Pariah, cannibal king, I who oathily forswore the womb that bore you and the paps I sometimes sucked. You were ever since have been one black mass of jigs and jim jams. Can you give words on what that is, what that represents?
Oh, the black mass, that's the whole reference that makes it, that's a McLuhan reference, but the black mass is the worshiping that's going on of everything that would be sated or that could be applicable to what everyone said is the socioeconomic strata. You've left all that. And then the black folks are killing black folks, and then the compulsory sense, a sense of being that you've not become what you've becoming. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to hate black people, but they do. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to, but they do. I'm fighting it. I don't know, but I did it. But I came from a line that was bound in this situation condition, and now I have to live with those consequences whether I embrace them or not. And I'm not going to be Poe no more. Then they got, then they end up right there. So it's like, uh-oh.
Hmm. The black
threw a false.
I just want to say the black mass of Jigs and Jim Jams, is that the Pizzagate?
No, it's the, not exactly, the Pizzagate would be an offshoot of this. That they make Pizzagate talkable. There was a time, Bob, there was a time you couldn't even speak of it. You couldn't even say it. Let alone it happened. Let alone that it occurred. You never in any company, mixed or otherwise, you didn't write, you wouldn't read about it in a goddamn paper. You couldn't even say goddamn in those days. They'd have you out. You'd be run up for heresy or blasphemy or something. But now they can say that on South Park, so the worm has turned.
You weren't even allowed to spit in the street back then.
Well, that's still against the law. They just don't put you in jail for it anymore, Bob.
Right.
Unless you're a Republican, and then your ass is going to prison.
So this Thank Movies is reference to California? Line 2?
Not specifically. It's broader. It's not.
Yeah, every country made movies.
Yeah.
Now, that was Bert from Switzerland. Any other international voices? Jill and Roy were from earlier. Are from England.
What are you pimping your audience, Bob? Okay,
yep.
You got people around that scattered around. They got SIP addresses. They're all probably in Cincinnati, Ohio, living two doors from each other. And you're trying to put them all over the world.
They're Finnegans. Finnegans all over the world.
Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati.
And where's Jermaine? She got her hand up. You speak, Jermaine.
That's the fact of my hand up.
And the one last line just before your QAnon, he lifts the life wand and the dumb speak. Who lifts the life wand?
The God? One that gives life. The one who gives the eye, you don't know that. You don't know that. You see, that's the rub. You don't necessarily know that.
Because here they're referencing Luke 11:14.
Read it.
Jesus was casting out a devil. Give me a sec. Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I am two-thirds the way down page 194. Old the news of the great big world. Sonny's had a scrap. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that reference to the 10th key?
Well, the 10th key applies, but not necessarily for that. The Sonny's in the scrap, that's the fight, the big world war. Her tidings, old the news of the great big world. Sonny's had a scrap. That's Afghanistan. Whoa, 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 wait a minute now.
Mm.
Biden's baby walks at 7 months. How many months has Biden been in office?
Oh, yes. Sworn in January, wasn't he? Well, sworn at.
Anyway. Wait.
See, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, 7 months. January, yeah. February is the first month.
Mm, good. Bye-bye, Biden.
Where was the Bible quote, the previous one?
The very last one. He lifts the light one and the dumb speak. So when Jesus cast out legion, and then they could speak once the devil left. We're trying to get the devil out of Bob too, but it's really holding tight. Really got a big tight hold on Bob. But y'all keep him on the prayer list. We're going to raise Bob up, get him saved before it's too late.
Yeah, I was looking for Jesus. There's no Jesus words.
Well, no, the reference was from his point of the wake. From Jesus was the who did the casting. He was the put his cast his net upon the water. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, that was fun. So you got it all? Anything else?
No, it's got to be a few more comments. Not everybody has spoken yet.
Oh.
Well, I've got a question out of the private session, which is...
No, we're doing the wake still.
Doing the wake.
Who was the he at the very start, Bob, where it says, he points the death bone and the quick are still?
Well, that's the first section.
Who is the point that's trying to be validated? Who's trying to say everything is Trump's fault? Who's trying to say that all these problems came from Trump? Who is saying that the zeitgeist that we're running is not bad? That was, people aren't getting killed. Well, knock on wood. That was 4 days ago. Why are you talking about something from 4 days ago? That was a long time ago. That's ancient history. For Pete's sake. Who do you think he is?
Mr. Biden. Or whoever's behind him.
Well, that's exactly right. But now he said that right, man. He said that right. There is no Biden. And even now, lamestream media is starting to agree. They're trying to say, well, whoever's in charge of Biden, and I mean, that's not Fox News. That's actually saying, okay, who exactly is running the show here? Who's the conscience behind the man?
Would that be a group of people who are sat behind Biden as opposed to any one dominating voice?
We can't go too far into that. We're trying to keep Bob alive. You know how we have our issues. Everybody's, they're all waiting to print the press. The New York Times and the Post are waiting till this damn show is over so they can put the print out. They've got to rework the crossword puzzle as it is.
Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome.
See, on page 187, Justius, J-U-S-T-I-U-S, says to his mother, "Brawn is my name and broad is my nature." And that ends with, he points the death bone and the quicker still. Justius is not pointing the death bone, Ion.
We didn't say that.
We don't know who points the death bone.
Biden's pointing the death bone.
How do you indicate that? from the words. What was Biden holding in any of his press conferences?
He always holds a pen and crib notes.
Mm. So then Mercius, the bottom of 193, of himself, he says, my fault, his fault, a kingship through a fault. So that's Biden talking there.
Correct.
Yeah. So he's mocking Trump at the end when he says QAnon.
Uh-huh.